think that it's impossible to grow in 21, I'm going to give you guys three reasons that's not true. And I think it's a great time to just write down, maybe take some time to create some goals for the year. I actually spend less time on Instagram than an average user, and I'm a full-time influencer, and I actually make money from my Instagram account. Hello, and welcome to Start Your Influence Podcast. This is Valerie, social media expert, influencer, and entrepreneur. Now, this is a place where you can truly learn how Instagram growth works, marketing tactics, as well as how to become an influencer and actually earn money on Instagram. I'm super excited to have you here today, and today we are going to dive deep into, if you think that it's impossible to grow in 21, I'm going to give you guys three reasons that's not true. So that's pretty much what we're going to talk about today. I'm super excited for 2021. I hope you guys are as well. Happy New Year's, which just happened about a week ago. And I think it's a great time to just write down, maybe take some time to create some goals for the year, to figure out where we want to go forward, especially if you have some kind of dreams in mind for yourself. You maybe want to reach a certain amount of audience. Maybe you just want to start selling something. Maybe finally launch that product of yours or become an influencer and honestly just get that brand collaboration, that dream brand that you always wanted. And this is the perfect time to do so. But I know some of us may have these doubts in our head, and we may be thinking it's impossible to grow in 2021 because I couldn't grow in 2020. Well, I'm here to tell you that is not true. And we're just going to talk about those reasons today because there's so many opportunities out there. You guys, if you think that you can't grow on Instagram because the algorithm's horrible, because maybe you think that there's no other growth methods out there that work today, or you just think that, or you think you need to spend hours a day just for you to get some kind of Instagram brand collaborations just for you to grow, that's not true. So we're going to tackle those three myths today, and you're going to learn how you can take that step forward with my help. So let's get started. Now, this show and podcast is brought to you by Val Course Programs, and this is a great place where you can really learn how to grow your following, become an influencer, and get paid for your Instagram. So if you want to learn more about that, there will be a link in the description of this Spotify version of the podcast. And also, if you are not yet registered for my masterclass that is going to be happening January 14th, you need to go ahead and register, because I will be actually going so much deeper with a presentation, and we will be communicating over my live masterclass on how to grow 20,000 followers in just 30 days. So I'll be giving you all the information on that. Also, I'm giving away free downloadable PDFs during the masterclass, so you guys can go ahead and save information for yourself and use that to grow your Instagram. Those are amazing tools that no one can give you out there, and I'm giving away for free. So go ahead and register anyways. Even if you cannot make it on January 14th at 6 p.m., go ahead and save your spot, because I will be sending you guys a replay in the email after the masterclass is over. So I highly recommend, if you have not yet registered or checked that out, this is an amazing resource that is free. So you don't want to miss out on that. I have gotten so many good reviews and just people DMing me after my previous masterclasses, just amazed at the information I'm giving away. So I just really think that it will be a useful and a great time for you to just learn just some of these tips and my methods of growth, so you can use them in your Instagram account. So I'll leave a link in the description of this IGTV video for that masterclass, the free masterclass. And if you go on my Instagram, it is in my bio. So I hope you can go ahead and register and save your seat. And I'll also see you live on Thursday, January 14th, 6 p.m. Now to my future influencers, let's talk about the doubts you may be having in your head about growing on Instagram in the new year. And I think we've all kind of been in this place where we're doubting our growth, we're doubting maybe ourselves even, maybe we think we're too shy, we're not important enough for people to be following us. or, you know, like brands are not going to want to work with me. And I think we all have that. I've personally had that before. And especially when I was frustrated, not understanding step by step, like where I need to go next to get to like working with that brand that I really wanted to work with. And I'm sitting there with like 1,000 followers, and I don't know how that's ever gonna happen. So I know how you feel, and let me tell you, there is hope, because people who actually have achieved that success, have worked with those brands, they can actually teach you how to get there. And that's what I'm doing for you today. That's actually the reason why I actually started my educational material with my podcast, my YouTube, my IGTV videos, and Instagram material. Because when I started growing my Instagram, I really wish somebody would truly sit down or give me material that can help me grow and give me those tips. When I first started off, I DM'd so many influencers asking them for help. None of them actually helped me. And I also took multiple Instagram course programs. Some of them were informational, others were not. And let me tell you, a lot of them don't, most influencers don't even want you to know how they actually grow their Instagram, obviously, because they probably don't want more competitors. But for me, I am just so grateful that I have been able to go through that, to learn everything, all the ins and outs of influencing, of growing your Instagram account, to create a business, to become an entrepreneur. And that's why I'm sharing that with you guys today, like I wish someone did for me when I first started off about 5 years ago. So let's get into the first reason why growing in 2021 is actually going to be possible. Now, one number one thing that I want to show with you guys today and share is that others are growing on Instagram. So just by the proof of other accounts, other influencers, you can know that it is possible. So if you are having these doubts, like, you know what, like, it's just not, like, the algorithm sucks so bad, it's just not gonna happen. Well, let me tell you, I know so many students who have been through my own program. I know influencers that are my colleagues who have grown in the past year so much, maybe 20,000 followers, 40, 100,000 followers. I've seen it myself. And that is just proof that it is possible. And I'm sure that you personally have seen people, or maybe some influencers that you've been following on Instagram that you have seen kind of blow up. That's kind of what I first noticed when I was looking to grow on Instagram. I would kind of like analyze competitors that I had or girls that I really liked on Instagram. And I was like, okay, let me just kind of like monitor their progress for the next couple months, and I would see that their Instagram following would grow in thousands, you know, a month or in a week. So I know that it's possible. Now, the reason why maybe you're not seeing this kind of growth is probably because you're not aware of marketing tactics, of methods that exist out there. And also, it's not even just methods alone. It's also like optimizing your profile. It's also being consistent with your content, having a niche. And all these things I always talk about in my previous podcasts. You can learn more about these specific things that you need to fix in your profile before you can start growing. But the main point of today is for me to show you that it is possible to grow in 2021. I have my own students, for example, Michelle. She is a lifestyle influencer, and she has grown 30,000 followers in the past year just from my program alone. So this just shows you that it is possible. She hit her 30K mark on Instagram, which was she was really happy about. And of course, she's working with brands. She's getting paid collaborations, free clothing from other brands. So it is possible, and it's just something that you need to be aware of. And this is just proof that it can happen to you as well. So do not be discouraged, especially in this point of the year where we're just getting started. It's a great time for you to be encouraged by me, for me to give you motivation, for you to understand that if you put a goal for yourself and you actually work towards it, results will happen no matter what. I really love, like, one of my favorite verses is actually from Bible, and it's pretty much saying, seek and you will find. And that's exactly what has happened in my life as well, because I'm always seeking, for example, if something's not really happening for me in a specific area, whether it's my business or my Instagram growth, I will go ahead and find a new growth method. I will go ask others. I'll go on Instagram, on YouTube, and try to find these new methods and test them out. And if that method is not working, I'll try to make it better. And it does happen, and my results do happen later. So you just need to like really take action. That's one of the biggest things, I think. So if you want to grow in any area of your life, you need to take action, take that step forward, even if it's very small. For example, posting a story a day, reading some kind of article, trying some tips, watching one of my videos, maybe downloading my growth hacks PDF, and actually utilizing one of their growth methods. That's where the action starts. So do not get also overwhelmed. If you feel like, oh my gosh, this just, maybe it could be possible, but it just seems like so much work. Well, let me tell you, it can happen, and you don't have to feel overwhelmed. You just need to do it step by step. Now, the second reason it is possible to grow in 21, unlike you may be thinking, is most likely you're not using the correct growth methods. Now, this is very interesting. I get this question pretty often from people, and they're just telling me, look, Val, I tried everything out there. I tried these growth methods. I tried like some of your tips, and my Instagram is really just staying in the same place. It's not moving anywhere. And what I like to ask people is like, tell me specifically, what growth methods have you been using in the past week? And most people are like, well, I actually haven't been doing anything. And that just explains to me that you need to be using something new. A really good, also a quote I like to use, and from Albert Einstein, and he says, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So just let that sink in a little bit. It just pretty much means that you cannot be doing the same thing over and over again and, you know, expecting something different to happen. So if you have been, for example, just using the same hashtags over and over again on your Instagram posts and hoping that they help you grow in thousands overnight, well, that just might not happen because obviously that growth method is not working for your account. So if somebody's telling me, hey, I tried this and it's just not working, I just like to ask them, have you tried new growth methods in the past week, the past month? What have you been doing specifically to see some different results, right? Because you cannot be doing the same thing over and over again and then expecting your account to blow up all of a sudden, your followers to engage with your content, and it's just not gonna happen from the same step. Also, something I noticed people love to do is to blame the Instagram algorithm for the progress that they aren't having. Or also another thing that people like to say is, I got shadow banned. I personally don't believe in shadow banning because I believe there's way too much accounts on Instagram for Instagram to be worried about shadow banning your account. Anyways, that's a different topic. We can talk about that later. But what I wanted to say is that you cannot blame the algorithm for the progress that you're not having, because if somebody, like I said before, is growing 30,000 followers in 1 year and you're still in the same place a year later, they obviously are learning how to work with the algorithm. And what you need to think about is how you can do the same and not just sit there and complain. So that's just a hard truth, and it may come off a little bit, you know, like straight up, but that is really the truth. And, you know, if you're not seeing results, it's most likely because you just need to change the methods. Something about your account is not right. And that's why I created a course program for people to fully understand what they need to fix from the zero from ground up, pretty much, till that very end of your Instagram account, where you're scaling your following, scaling your account for further progress. Now, another reason people think it is impossible to grow in 2021 is because you need to spend hours and hours a day on Instagram. Now, that is so not true, especially if you have the correct setup for your account. So for me personally, something that is very interesting, I believe I actually spend less time on Instagram than an average user, and I'm a full-time influencer, and I actually make money from my Instagram account. And the reason that is because I actually plan my content ahead of time. Every time I get on Instagram, it's pretty much something to do with content creation. I have to post something, and I don't just spend my time scrolling, stalking as a lot of us do, and just kind of wasting my time. I don't do that anymore. And part of the reason I actually first started my Instagram account, and let me tell you a little backstory actually to how I started my account. So I hit a point in my account when I first started off is when I was just tired of wasting my time, and the energy that I got from Instagram was so bad. So like, I'm sure a lot of us have actually felt this. So before you get on Instagram, you're like normal. And then once you get on Instagram, you just spend your time, number one, stalking people. Number two, comparing yourself to others, which is unrealistic. A lot of the times what we portray on Instagram, sometimes not reality. And three, you're just wasting time scrolling and scrolling. And you get off of Instagram, you just spent an hour, and you're like, why the heck was I there for an hour? And you feel so drained. And also you just feel negative after comparing yourself to others. So that is how I felt when I was getting on there constantly. And I just hit a place in my life where I was like, you know what, I either delete my Instagram account, or I go ahead and use it for a benefit, for influencing others, for actually making money and bringing income from this platform. And that is when I started my growth. I decided I want to be an influencer, and my pretty much journey of Instagram just started, and I started to do research, and my growth started to actually happen. So that is the reason why I started to grow my Instagram. And I'm sure that a lot of us feel like we actually spend a lot more time on Instagram than we should. And also a lot of people think that influencers spend even more time than normal users. And that is actually not true. I spend less time than an average user on Instagram. I get on there, I post my stories, I go ahead and relax, and I do other things that are gonna help my business grow further. So that is the amazing part about actually having the correct planning for your account. Specifically, what helps me plan my Instagram account is, like I said before, I talk about this on my podcast, that what I do is I just plan my content ahead of time once a week. I'll take like 2-3 hours to do all of my posts ahead of time, and I don't have to stress about what am I going to post every day. So I just plan it out, and I don't actually physically post my photos every single day of the week, which is very easy and very nice. And I do it through a platform that does that for you. There's also an amazing platform called Later you can use for this auto planning your account. It's really good. So I highly recommend doing that. And I just want you to understand that you do not need to spend every single day on Instagram hours and hours for you to be a successful influencer. So just know this. A lot of times people think that that's the way it has to happen, but it's not. And that is actually a myth. So people who think that it has to happen that way, that is a myth. So I hope that can really help you understand that it is possible to grow in 2021 and really. Number one, like I said before, the proof is that others are actually growing. So that's number one. Number two is that you are probably not using the correct growth methods. That is the only reason that you're probably not growing in thousands. And number three, you just need to spend the correct way on Instagram, and you don't need to spend hours each day. So I hope this can help you understand that it is possible to grow in 2021. A lot of people are, and especially those who are inside my program and using my tips and methods that I have used myself. I have tried myself. I've done everything that I possibly could so that you don't have to make those same mistakes that I did. Now, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. It really was just a podcast episode for you to be motivated to go forward in 2021, because I really care about your progress. I really want you to actually see the results, especially if you are trying to grow your account, if you are trying to work with brands, if you are trying to start a new business, if you're trying to grow your personal brand and maybe launch a product that you really wanted for the past couple of years. And I just want to encourage you in that process. I want to help your business grow, because I wish somebody did that for me as well. Now, I hope to see you live at my masterclass that is going to be happening January 14th at 6 p.m. You can learn all the information by clicking the link in the description of this podcast episode. I hope you just feel encouraged for 2021. It's going to be a better year. I can definitely encourage you that. I had a great year for 2021. God bless me with health, and none of us really had any issues regarding that. And my business still grew because I was motivated to make progress. And I'm just like that myself. If you were not like that, let's make 2021 a better year for you, because I really care about your progress and I want you to see the results that I know you can see. I've seen that in myself. Now, I hope to see you the next podcast episode. I hope to see you grow in 2021. And thank you so much for listening. I will see you in the next podcast episode.